Hey, Mama, welcome back to the One Income Family Podcast. I think the most famous and sometimes annoying phrase that we can hear almost daily is that there are only 24 hours in a day. And no matter how irritating it may be to hear, we still feel it. When we are trying to cram everything that we can into one day, overwhelm and burnout, and they eventually convince us to quit whatever it is that we're doing. That is why today I am going over three budgeting systems that are not only going to save you time, but they're going to save you time, money, and help you easily stick to your budget. So go grab a pen and paper because today's episode is chock full of information that you won't want to forget. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Now, before we dive too deep into today's episode, I want to invite you to grab a financial strategy session. Every system that we are going to talk about today is something that I can help you create and set up so that you're saving time, money, and sticking to your budget, giving you back your time, your peace of mind, and so much more. These systems are a game changer and will transform the way that you do budgeting forever. So if you want to kick those old habits to the curb and replace them with new habits that will bring you life, allowing you to finally be able to stick to that budget and finding that you are able to focus on your family instead of stressing over your finances. So go grab your financial strategy session right now at calendly.com/Molly Bunnell and then come back and listen to today's episode so that you can listen in closely to figure out which system you would like to start with. And let's get your budget whipped into shape for the new year. So again, go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L. Alrighty, so today's episode, you know, all about saving time. So I have three systems that are really going to help you save money and save time because, you know, that's what we want the most. We want to be able to save our money so that we can use it in other locations rather than accidentally spending it on something that we know we shouldn't, but we do anyways. So this is going to help prevent that. These systems are also going to give you back your time because you're not having to manually do every single thing. So before I ramble on and on, I'm just going to dive into what these systems are so that you can really get a feel on how they're going to help you save time, save money, and stick to that budget. So the first thing that I'm going to talk about, it's not really a system, it's a tip that is going to help you create a system. And that's to open multiple accounts at a time. So essentially by opening multiple accounts, you're creating what I like to call a digital cash envelope system. So last week we talked about my bills account that I want you to open to help you implement a bills budgeting system that allows you to not really have to do anything except for maybe 5 minutes at the end of the month, go in and check and make sure your bills are paid, right? So if that sounds really good, make sure to go check out episode 55 because it's really going to open your eyes to what that bills account system is. I'm not going to go into it here because again, I have a whole episode on it, but it is amazing and it's a time saver. And by implementing that, you can just really not have to do a lot when it comes to it. And you make sure that your bills are paid. You make sure that you aren't overspending that money that needs to go towards bills. But also by opening multiple accounts, like I said, you have your bills account, then you'll have your spending account. You can have your gas and groceries account. They can be together. They can be separate. Mine are separate because I tend to like to make sure that my husband has enough gas to get back and forth. And then I know that I'm not overspending on groceries. But it's really helpful to have this digital cash envelope system in place because when you separate out your funds and you only look at a small chunk of it instead of it all together, you're not trying to figure out, well, how much do I actually have left in that budget? And then a lot of us just eventually give up and just say, well, the money is actually there. I see it in the account. Whether it goes to this or to something else, I don't really care because I just don't want to spend the time to figure out how much is actually left in that budget, which can be a budget killer and how we tend to just overspend all the time because we don't have that separation of funds. And because we can't see it easily, we just give in and use the money anyways. And by separating it out, it helps prevent that. It allows you to see everything and it keeps you from spending money in other accounts that you don't have or that you do have, but it's allotted for something else. So that is the first thing that I want you to do is definitely set that up. You can have as many accounts as you want. You can have a small amount of accounts as you want. So it just depends on what your family needs, the amount of systems that you need in place. I know that I personally, if I count it up, I think I have about 8 checking accounts, but I only use about 4 of them. So no, 8 accounts total with savings and checkings. But I'm going to have to go through that one of these days to really share with you what my cash envelope system is and so that you understand what it is that I'm talking about. So I'm going to stop there so I don't confuse you and I'll have another episode on that in the future. The next system that I want to talk about goes along with your multiple accounts, and that is setting up automatic transfers. Automatic transfers are like your best friend. So you have these separate accounts, and instead of going in manually, which I do suggest doing at the beginning so that you get a feel of it and you actually know what's going on, but you set up automatic transfers as soon as your money comes in, as your paycheck comes in, to separate it out to those accounts. So you're not having to do it manually. You're not having to go in there. And that's going to save you so much time too, because you're not having to sit down, figure out how much money needs to go into that account. You do it one time and you're done. And it saves so much time. Now, I know that you may be arguing that you can't do that because you are on a biweekly system, or maybe you're on a monthly system or a weekly system. And it's different for everyone. Well, I'm going to tell you that that is not the case. I have done this. I've set up automatic transfers and had money like deposited into each one of these accounts by using a biweekly system. I've done it in a weekly system and I've done it in a monthly system. So this system works no matter how you are being paid. It's just a matter of how you set it up, how you look at it, how you think about it. And this system is also a way that you are able to see every single penny, where it's going, when it's coming, and everything. Like, you know where every dollar is going, and it is a game changer. Not trying to stress or figure out where that money is coming from for the next gas payment or groceries, that kind of stuff, which I am kind of getting a little bit into the next system, but automatic transfers essentially are a game changer because you're not having to go in and transfer that money into those accounts every single time, which can be a little bit of a downside of having multiple accounts. But when you have automatic transfers, you can also set it up through your bank. So I have what I like to call a holding account or an income account, whatever you like to call it, that our paychecks all come into. And then at a certain time, so my husband gets paid on a Tuesday, and then on that next Wednesday is when everything is transferred out into all the accounts through the automatic transfers. And you can either set it up like that through your bank, or there is also an option in a lot of places where you can set it up to have multiple transfers through your where you're getting paid from, through your job. I know my husband, when he was working at a job a couple, it was actually a year ago today, we had our transfer set up where a certain amount would go into our holding account, and then a certain amount would go into another bank, which is where we have our mortgage payment, and that's where that money would go in order to pay for our mortgage, and it just automatically went there, and I never saw it, and so money was able to accumulate there, so we have money saved up, not only to make that payment, but also for like anything on the house that needs to be fixed. If something came up, like, I don't know, the heater broke again, we would be able to pay for that because we were able to save up that money because it went straight into an account and it's accruing interest, right? And that's like my goal, is to be able to like save as much money in one location and accrue interest so that it's making money for me. I want my money to work for me, and I want my money to make money for me without me having to do a whole lot of work and spend a whole lot of time on it. And that's what having those automatic transfers are amazing for. You just have to figure out something like a savings account or an interest account that's going to make you the most money, but also you're not going to go under the limit, because sometimes there are limits on how like low the balance can be in that account, so you need to check on that too. But definitely look into that so that you can set up these automatic transfers, whether it's through your bank, whether it's through your app, whether it's through your job, it doesn't matter how it is, whatever works for you, the least amount of work that you have to do. I do suggest being cautious on separating up how many accounts it goes to from your job, for the reason being it's not as easy to go in and switch up those amounts. It's a little more tedious for them to go in and change how much money is being transferred. So into your smaller accounts, I would suggest going from your bank. So like using your app to transfer those accounts or those money into those accounts. Okay. System number three that I want to talk about is to set up a repeat budgeting plan. So that is set up in a monthly budgeting system, which is what I was talking about, so you could see every single dollar. And again, I know you want to argue saying that you can't set up your system that way based on a biweekly budget because, you know, it's not set up monthly. However, your bills are monthly. The food that you eat, you typically set up monthly. The gas that you have is typically set up in a monthly system. So even though you are getting paid biweekly, you still are able to set up a monthly budgeting system because it then allows you to just like divide those amounts in half, and that's how much is coming out of each paycheck. Which, if you want more information on that, definitely grab a financial strategy session and we can dive deeper into that. And I can really show you what it is that I'm talking about here, because I know it can be a little confusing if you're like me and you like to visually see things. But essentially, what I'm talking about just really helps you save time. It helps you put the amounts that you want to transfer from each paycheck into that automatic transfer list so that you know how much money needs to go into each account. And again, you're going to have like that leftovers amount that you can play with at the end of the pay period. And then you can really like be able to pay for the things that come up that are unexpected. Or maybe you want to save up a little bit more. I know that with this system, sometimes you get a little bit extra in like your bills account than what you necessarily need. But maybe that's your system with saving up money for other things that are maybe a yearly cost, but is also a bill. So like your tags for your car, then you know that money's there. Maybe you Don't get propane every single month because you only have it for like me. I only use propane when my heater is running as a backup system. It's essentially an electric system, but when it gets below a certain temperature, then the propane kicks in. So I don't need to get propane every single month. So I need to save up for that for the winter months when I do need it. And that's what I'm talking about, is being able to save up that extra in a location that you know you're not going to overspend on. And it's just, it's really a safety net to help prevent you from overspending on those necessities. Now, when you go out and you get groceries, if you overspend, say like me, when I have my groceries in my account, I also in that account have our eating out money. So if I overspend, it goes into my eating out money, which isn't going to necessarily hurt anything. Now, it may make me sad because I can't go out and eat and spend time or something like that. But at the same time, I'm not a big fan on eating out. I'd rather go home and make something that I know is one, healthier, and two, tastes so much better than eating out, at least where I live. So you really have to figure out what is okay with the overspending if you're overspending on your groceries. But also with that leftover money, if you know that you need to go to the grocery store and you need to get like some clothes that maybe is going to put you over budget, then transfer a little extra money in there before you put that money into the savings account. And then you know you're not going to go over budget and you're not going to cut into your eating out budget if you don't want to. So really just use what it is that you have and implement it. And I know we're talking about saving time here, but that system in itself is going to save you time, because with having a repeat budgeting plan, all you have to think about are the unexpected items that pop up on your budget. The unexpected things that, like the doctor bills or the clothes that you need all of a sudden, or maybe there's a pop-up wedding that showed up in like 2 weeks because somebody decided to get married in 2 weeks. I think they're crazy if they do that, but it's possible. I mean, you never know what somebody's going to do, or maybe you forgot about a birthday that is right around the corner and you need to pay for it, or maybe that's how you pay for your birthdays. Instead of having an actual birthday budget, you just use your leftover money to pay for whatever birthday gift you want to get, or the birthday party, or that kind of thing. So really just, it's so different for each person, but by having those systems in place, you know what you have to do, and it's not going to be a struggle. Like, you're going to sit down when you make your, or when your money comes in and you have to deal with the leftover money, and all you have to think about is there any extra expenses that I need to pay for? If not, transfer it into whatever account that you normally put it into and let it be. It's not a difficult process. It literally takes probably 5 minutes, maybe a little bit longer if you have to really think about things that are going on if it's a busy week. But it's not going to be super time consuming. And by being able to save all this time by having multiple accounts, by setting up automatic transfers into those multiple accounts, and having a repeat budget plan that allows you to know how much money goes into each account, and all you have to deal with are the leftovers for the unexpected things that pop up throughout your month, throughout the year, essentially, it only takes like 5 to 10 minutes. That's all you have to actually spend on the budgeting side of things. Now, it might take a little bit longer if you're like me and still haven't gotten your meal planning system in place where it's on repeat. My goal is to get a budgeting system on repeat, but I like variety too much, so I just can't do repeat. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. I eventually want to get to where I have a meal plan that is like a seasonal meal plan, but I'm also trying to implement like garden foods. So I can't really just sit down and say, well, this sounds good, and this sounds good, and this sounds good, because I have to learn how to put my garden into that meal plan, right? So there are so many variables out there. But these three systems are really going to speed up your budgeting and how much time it takes. So then you can take that time that you spent that you would normally spend on your budgeting and put it into figuring out how to be frugal. I know that I've been working on growing my garden and getting better at it so that I can save money through fresh eating. And eventually I'm going to try to can and preserve my foods, not only for like a money saving thing, but also for I would like to eat a little healthier. And so by growing a garden, I know that those where the food comes from, and I know that there's not like a whole bunch of wax on it to preserve it. I don't know where I was listening to this, but I heard, and I should do some research before I say this, so definitely do some research on this, but I heard, and it really, really makes me wonder, that sometimes a tomato can sit on the shelf for up to a year. I mean, no wonder garden tomatoes taste so much better than a store-bought tomato, right? And just think of all the preservatives it takes to make that tomato be able to last that long. I'm like, holy buckets. That is not something that I want to consume. So I definitely am trying to implement a garden system. I'm also trying to implement a bread system. I would love to be able to be one of those crazy people who grinds their grains, right? But I know that right now I don't have the time for that because there's still other things that I need to figure out. I need to figure out how to bake bread in a timely manner that doesn't take an overwhelming amount of time. I need to figure out how to grow my garden in a way that can just be on autopilot so I'm not having to think about things all the time. These are systems that I need to learn to put in place before I start trying to implement other new things, because this is a bonus tip that I really want you to think about. But when you are learning things, you're not going to do them fast. It's not going to be I just learned this on the internet. Now let's go implement it. And it'll only take, well, the internet said it was going to take 30 minutes. But when I did it, it took me 2 hours. That's because you were learning how to do it. And with time, you get faster at things. And that's when you figured it out, how to do it, how to put it into your life without it overwhelming you and taking up so much time, is when you can implement something new. So don't take on a whole bunch of new things at once, or you're going to stress yourself out. You're going to overwhelm yourself. You're going to get into that burnout phase that nobody likes to be in, and then you're going to quit. So if this is something that's super important to you, yes, keep learning about it. Keep learning about it when you have the time, but don't implement it if you're already trying to learn something like at the moment. Don't take on too many new projects at a time so that you don't get stressed and you don't get overwhelmed. Do one thing at a time. Make a list of all the things that you want to do that sound fun, that sound like something that is something you want to do. And then when you've figured out how to do one thing, then move on to the next, and then the next, and then the next, after you've mastered the one. So focus on the one and then move on to the next, because I don't want you to get stressed out, overwhelmed, and quit. Nobody wants to quit. Everybody wants to succeed. So don't put yourself into that failure mindset by taking on too many things at once. Allow yourself time to slowly learn one thing at a time and then move on. Okay, so I hope that you really got a lot from today's episode. I know that we have talked about opening multiple accounts. We talked about setting up automatic transfers. We talked about setting up a repeat budget. Those are the three systems that I really talked about that are going to help you save time. They're going to help you save money, and they're going to help you stick to your budget. And then you're going to be able to go out and figure out what frugal system you want to learn. Maybe it's couponing. Maybe you're not somebody like I am, where I want to learn the ropes of baking bread and making food from 100% scratch so that we can have a healthy food system, right? Or maybe you're wanting to learn how to create a bulk pantry so that you don't have to meal plan and all you have to focus on are the food items, the staple items that you use that week, and you just have to replenish them. Whatever your system is, whatever the frugal item that you pick is, remember to take it one at a time. Pick it, go with it, master it, and then move on. Don't try to overwhelm yourself by doing every single thing, because that's where you're going to end up saying, well, I can't do this, I quit, and then you're just going to give up and move on to the next thing. You can do it. You will be able to do it. It just takes time. So give yourself 3 to 6 months on everything that you're doing before you give up on it. Sometimes it may even take a year. Gardening, it's going to take more than 1 year. You have only one growing season, so it's going to take me, I don't know, maybe 10 years before I 100% master it. But that doesn't mean that I can't implement something new on top of that. Once I've learned how to speed things up, like watering, I'll just learn how to tweak things along the way. So, you know, give yourself grace. Allow yourself time to learn what it is that you're doing and then move on. Okay, so like I said, today's episode, it was jam-packed full of goodies. But was there one specific system that really caught your attention that you would love to start implementing right now? If so, head on over to calendly.com/MollyBunnell and grab a financial strategy session right now so that you can get your budget whipped into shape for the new year. All you have to do is go to calendly.com/MollyBunnell, pick the time and date that works best for you, answer a few quick questions, easy questions, make your payment, and you're ready to go. All it takes is 5 minutes to change your life. So if you are ready to transform your budget, get back your time, your money, and stick to your budget with ease, then head on over to calendly.com/MollyBunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, ENELL, and take 5 minutes to book your call today. Friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.